Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So in this current business state, things have changed. A lot of networking has gone virtual, meaning there's tons of Zoom meetings. Now, I've kept up with most of my regular groups. I've added a few new ones, and I met some great people, and in those, I've started to build credibility and have some one-on-ones. But there's something that happens. It's called Zoom fatigue, and it's real. Meeting online increases our cognitive load because we have to look at people. We have to pay attention. You don't get the physical signals you do when you're meeting in person. And it eats up a lot of conscious capacity to sit there and look at a screen of multiple people at the same time. Tack on watching a puppy, and you have a recipe for disaster, at least for me. I'm constantly having to get up, let her go out, do things, but it's a challenge no matter what, even if you didn't have a puppy, if you have kids, if you have the phone ringing, if you got client needs, it's tough. But one of the groups I joined, I started, having a handful of meetings with these people and started to get to know them, and they came on and said, hey, let's do a one-on-one. Now, one of the people I met with actually showed me a spreadsheet, and he went through my contacts in LinkedIn and highlighted all the people that he wanted me to introduce him to. And that's the equivalent of warm cold calling, because I have no idea if they need what he's selling. And I don't want to be the guy that wastes their time by introducing somebody who's going to go in and sell them something that they may not want. Plus, I don't know how this person sells. And I certainly have never worked with them, so I don't know if they're going to deliver on their promises. So it's really not worth me putting my reputation on the line to make those introductions. It takes more time than that. Now, I'm certainly not against making introductions if a client of mine or somebody I know expresses interest, that they're looking for something specific. I'd be happy to make an introduction. But just giving somebody a introduction to say, hey, you may not know this person, but they may have something you need, it opens the door in a way that I'm not comfortable with. So you have to spend some time when you start these new networking groups and build trust. And there might be a good connection for some of those people and vice versa. You shouldn't go in expecting them to give you introductions to people that may not need what you have. But you should spend some time getting to know people before you start introducing them. Because if they make a mistake, it could be a bad way to burn bridges and burn your trust with your friends and clients. What they should work on and what you should work on is what I want to talk about today. And that is the four people you should positively be marketing to. Now, these include your current clients, your past clients, prospects, and vendors, which are often forgot. So let's start with your current clients. Just because they're working with you does not mean you should stop marketing to them. Maybe you have some new offerings for them, or maybe you've learned some new things. An example of this is I just finished writing my book. I packaged up my book and sent it to every client I have. There are some new ideas in there that might spark some interest in other services I can provide, or it might give them an idea of ways that I could help them better. It's going to show them how to make the most of the services I already provide. And the other thing I can do too with my current clients is make connections for them. If I feel like I have somebody who could use their services, I could always call up and say, hey, I've got a current client. Do you think this person might be something that you could use? If they say yes, then I could make a connection between the two of them. The next one is past clients. Now, we tend to neglect them. They used to buy from us and they've gone away. But we need to make them aware that we're still here. And also, we have to make them aware of what we're doing, because chances are when they worked with us, we may be doing something different or something new that could serve them better. Chances are some of your past clients have changed jobs. So they may not need what you have, but they may know somebody who does. The other thing is they've liked working with you in the past, obviously. And so maybe they might refer you to somebody who could use your services, so it pays to reach out to them, to stay in front of them. And the next thing is they may not be aware of how your business has changed, and you may not be aware of how theirs has. It's a good idea to connect up with past clients and say, hey, what's up? What are you doing? And then explain to them what you're doing and see if there's any fit or any good connections. The next one, which is what most people focus on, is prospects, especially salespeople. They're always trying to find that next sale. But the key thing that you have to do is you have to educate those prospects. So they may not be in a position to buy from you now, but if they're aware of what you do and how you do it, they may be in the future. So what you have to do with them is educate them about how your business can help them become more successful. What value do you add? What services maybe that they're underutilizing that you can provide that would be cheaper, better, faster, whatever it is? And the last piece of this is you need to let them know how to find value in what you provide. How will they benefit from what you do? That's the key, is let your prospects know by educating them through blogs, podcasts, webinars, whatever it is, even simple graphics. The last group that you have to pay attention to is your vendors. Now, they could be current vendors or past vendors. One of the things in this current world is if your business has changed, chances are theirs has too. So you have to find out what they're up to, what new services they offer. So it's good to connect up and have that same kind of conversation. The bottom line is if they help you sell their services by introducing you to somebody else, it could be a win-win for everybody. The last piece of that is figure out a way to maybe connect them up with an opportunity. There's been multiple times where somebody's come to me and said, hey, I think I need your services. And I said, you know, you do, but I think you'd be better served if you went directly to my vendor. Here's their info. Boy, were they grateful, and the vendor was grateful too. So there's opportunities to create business. And the law of reciprocity can kick in, where they may reciprocate with a lead for you. So I will continue to go to as many Zoom meetings as I can. I'll try to meet as many new people, but I'm very patient in the way that I approach this. Most of the time, it takes me a year or 2 years to generate the kind of connections that help me generate new business. And keep in mind that relationships are the currency of business. So you have to nurture them, you have to grow them, and you have to spend time on them. But you also have to be aware that connections are tender. So make sure you're spending your connections very wisely. So I hope you found this interesting. If you did and have any questions, send an email to askbrian@b2b-im.com. I'd be happy to answer them. And by the way, while you're at it, would you do me a favor and share this podcast with your friends? Or maybe leave us a review on iTunes. So thanks for listening.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.